Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Yesterday we did part one in a two-part series, why you should brand the back end of your client's WordPress website. And today we're going to talk about how to brand the back end of your WordPress website. So if you didn't listen to episode 355, go back and listen to it. And we're going to give you some solutions, you know, tell you why you want to do it and stuff. So today we're going to give you the tools of how to do it. Tim, why don't you go ahead and start us off? Looks like you've got a really good free one there for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So a really good one to rebrand the back end of WordPress, which is going to let you change, you know, the way that things look, the way that the names and everything, is called White Label CMS. It's in the repository. It's by Video User Manuals, which is actually Troy Dean's company. So Troy Dean, WP Elevation, very big in the WordPress space. And so White Label CMS, pretty straightforward, lets you white label WordPress, which is a really big deal.
Absolutely. Next on our list, the next three that we're going to recommend to you are paid plugins. First one I'm going to go with, Tim, is our own Ghoster. Yeah. Ghoster is a WordPress plugin for Divi. Obviously, we're big Divi fans, so we're going to give you a couple of Divi, abilities to brand the back end of your WordPress website. Ghoster will allow you to completely rebrand Divi to the Tim Builder, for example. So if you wanted the Divi theme to become the Tim theme, there will be no trace of Divi anywhere on the back end. And what's good about that is, you know, you can, you may not want certain clients to know what WordPress theme you're using and stuff. You may not want them to know what plugins you're using to achieve, you know, desired results on their custom website.
Yeah. And another tool, the next tool that we'll talk about also on the topic of Divi. So if you're using the Divi theme, you can use Ghoster to rebrand it. And then you can use Divi Dashboard Welcome, which is my own plugin, which basically lets you completely change out the typical getting started content that WordPress shows, a WordPress welcome. It used to show like getting started tips and everything. Now it shows and basically promoting Gutenberg. But with Divi Dashboard Welcome, you can completely remove that and instead show whatever content you want built with the Divi Builder. And so you could, you know, add some training videos for your client. If you recorded some custom videos to show them how to use your site, you can add those. You can add a contact form so that they can easily get in touch with you right from the back end of their website. You can do whatever you want, add your logo. And so it goes really nicely with Ghoster. Again, if you're using the Divi theme. And the last tool on the list is non-Divi. So it works with any website out there, is Ultimate Branding. And so we gave you a free white label tool. Now, Ultimate Branding is by our friends over at WPMU Dev, and it will essentially let you rebrand the entire back end of WordPress. It lets you customize the login screen, lets you even customize the admin bar. And so the white label CMS, the free version, is pretty cool and lets you do a lot. Ultimate Branding takes it like 10 steps further. And this is a plugin that I do have a lot of experience with, and I have used it, and so I can highly recommend it. So Ultimate Branding is great, and you can get it over at WPMU Dev.
Fantastic. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode for you. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.